I looked this up because I was curious. Did you know that 10 years ago, there were only three games internationally? There were three games. The Chiefs actually played in one of those games. You guys remember back in 2015, it was actually during the Royals playoff run. I believe the Chiefs played the Lions. They played them overseas. It was like the same time the Royals were winning the World Series. They had three games. They have now doubled it in a decade. We are now at seven. There are seven international games, and they're starting to get real crazy with it. A decade ago, all of the international games were in one city they were in. That's not the case anymore. In fact, we have an NFL team this year, the Minnesota Vikings. They are going to play back-to-back international games in two different cities. So we are talking about they are doing massive experiments when it comes to international. We all know where this is leading, right? Especially when they expand the season. We all know that they're heading toward 18 games. They've been telling you this now for 5 years. They want 18 games, and they are going to get an extra game. Every team is going to be playing at least one international game by the time we get to 18 games. I think before then, they're going to start doing it. I think we're going to start seeing some teams play two of those games. Now that you guys got nine games apiece, whether it's home and road, the fan used to just get eight of these games when it was a 16-game schedule. Now we got two games that we can play with. Now we can force some of these teams to play multiple international games, and we're going to add another bye week to it. So now we can have you play a game in Brazil. We can give you a bye week, and then we can send you to another country. There is nothing about this that makes me think they're going to scale back the international mission. They have sold us all the football that they can. They cannot sell the American public any more football. We watch it. We consume it. We buy it. You gamble on it. You play fantasy football. They cannot sell us football anymore. Their goal now is to take over other territories. If you watch The Kingdom, that's basically what Lamar Hunt was telling you. He told you this in the early 90s, that they felt like they figured out the American market. Now, it's grown over time, but America loves our product. We now got to get Germany to like it. We got to get Brazil to like it. We got to get Mexico to like it. We have to introduce this game to all of these other countries, and now we got to start taking some of their money. That's the reason why they're so hell-bent on streaming. You've got all the money that you can get from CBS, all the money that you can get from NBC, but you know what? Now you guys got this streaming service, and this streaming service goes all over the world. We want our games on Peacock. We want our games on Netflix. We want our games on Amazon Prime across the world. That's why the NFL has really been pushing super hard for the streaming. It's the international rights more than the domestic rights. They cannot sell the American public any more football. You watch it. You watch it on Saturdays. You watch it on Sundays, Thursday, Tuesday. They have you hooked at this point. You are not going anywhere. So, yes, they will put commercials in your red zone. They will do what it doesn't matter. It is about getting other countries, other markets, other demographics into football, and they are going to continue to give them more and more content. In just a decade, they have gone from three games to seven games internationally. They have doubled, and that number is not getting smaller. That number is only getting bigger. They're not giving them international games on Fridays to kick off the season. This is not stopping anytime soon.
On the one hand, I get why kind of fans hate the international vision because you lose football domestically. But the NFL hasn't been hiding this. They've been doing it in plain sight for a while. If you watch The Kingdom, Lamar Hunt was talking about a 91. But since Goodell has taken over, this thing has exploded. And they're not just, remember, you talked about that 10 years ago. They were all at Wembley. They're all in England. Now they've played multiple in Brazil. I believe they're going to Spain this year. They've gone to Germany. They're talking about going other places. They've been to Mexico City. Like, it is not just, hey, we're going to play some games in London and they're going to like it. It's now multiple stadiums in London. It is a full all systems go. And you joked about the NFL's been telling you about going to 18 games. They've been telling you for 10 years they're going to do more abroad games. They say it every year at the State of the Union. Roger Goodell has his little sit down with the media at the Super Bowl. Every year is asked about the international games. He talks about how it's a mission to make the NFL bigger, to have international, more and more international games. Where he's checking more and more and more boxes, they're going to be playing everywhere. I think they're going to Dublin next year. It's just in it is undeniable what the NFL is trying to do. They're trying to have their brand be as big as soccer. Because soccer comes to America, they bring the biggest teams, it sells out. The NFL wants to do that in your country the same way soccer does it in theirs.